Stark, this is dictating on Kathy Wessels. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. Kathy J. J as in John. Vessels, V-E-S-S-E-L-S. V-E, V as in Victor. V-E-S-S-E-L-S. Vessels. Date of birth, 2/21/54. Date of birth is 2/20/25. Please make a copy for German Camacho, M.D. German, G-E-R-M-A-N, Camacho. C-A, C as in cat, C-A-M-A-C-H-O. German Camacho, C-A-M-A-C-H-O, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear German, thank you for sending Kathy Wessels for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodule. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70-year-old lady who has a long-standing history of smoking more than a pack a day for over 50 years. Has been experiencing occasional cough and shortness of breath with activity, as well as mild wheezing, was recently sent for a chest CT that was done on 12/10/24. The CT chest showed a CT chest showed a right lower lobe ground glass opacity measuring up to 3 centimeters, and it was previously documented on a chest CT done on June 28, 2024, at which time it was noted to be 2.8 centimeter. And appeared more prominent than a prior CT in 2023. Period. The patient has no hemoptysis, no fevers, chills, or significant weight loss. Next paragraph for past history. The patient's past history is significant for COPD and a previous history for meningioma that was resected in 1998. And she had extensive rehabilitation following her craniotomy. The patient also had a lesion on her larynx, which she states was a benign lesion that was resected. She also has been treated for hypertension and hypolipidemia. Next, paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. No significant alcohol use. She works at a department store. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, habits. I'm sorry, next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. And had a history of uterine cancer. She has had a history of colon cancer in her grandfather and two of her aunts on her father's side had breast cancer. And her father was treated for a melanoma, period. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. No significant weight loss or fatigue. She has double vision, no glaucoma. She has no urinary symptoms, flank pains. She has hay fever and shortness of breath with wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn. And no constipation or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks and she has easy bruising. She has joint pains and stiffness. She has headaches and seizures. No memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Include albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Crestor 20 milligrams daily. Levetiracetam 500 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Physical exam this thinly built elderly. Thinly built elderly female who is alert, pale, no acute distress, no clubbing cyanosis. Or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 130 over 80 pulse. Pulse is 72, respiration 20, times 976, weight is 126, saturation 100. HEAD, anomalous pupils are reactive, sclera are clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields, there are occasional scattered wheezes over both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so no S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No cap tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves ghostly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right lower lobe lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is a history of COPD. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised that a PET CT would be useful to evaluate the lung nodule. And she also was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she will continue the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID PRN, and might require a long-acting bronchodilator with an inhaled steroid. A follow-up visit will be arranged after the PET scan, and if there is any significant uptake, a biopsy of the lung nodule will be planned as well. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. This is Dr. D'Souza.
Thank you.